Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Duahli Saikautau. President Biden has left California after 3 days of fundraising and campaigning there. Before departing San Francisco, he met with the family of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Yulia Navalnaya, and their daughter Dasha.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
During the visit, President Biden said Vladimir Putin is responsible for Navalny's death in a Russian prison last week. His comments come as more sanctions are expected to be announced against Russia on Friday, and as Ukraine marks 2 years since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. Overnight in Dnipro, Odessa, and Zaporizhia, more drone attacks were reported, according to the Kyiv Independent. AT&T cell phone customers should have service again after tens of thousands of them lost connectivity overnight, causing some disruptions to 911. The FBI says it is also looking into the outages. NPR's Scott Newman reports.
Early Thursday morning, reports from AT&T customers began flooding in. At the peak, the website downdetector.com said 74,000 customers were without service. But by late afternoon, the company said it had fully restored its network. Some police and fire departments said that 911 operations were affected for a few hours. AT&T hasn't given a reason for the disruptions, but the FBI says in a statement that it is, quote, in contact with AT&T, and that if it learns of any malicious activity, it will respond accordingly. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby also said the FBI and Department of Homeland Security were looking into the disruptions. Scott Newman, NPR News.
Florida lawmakers have passed a ban on social media accounts for children under 16 years old. The legislation is now heading to Governor Ron DeSantis, as Valerie Crowder reports from Tallahassee.
Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok would likely become off-limits for many children in the state if the bill becomes law. Florida House Speaker Paul Renner says the goal is to protect children from the addictive features of those platforms and other potential harms.
We've made changes throughout this process that I believe make this bill not only the strongest in the nation, but also one that will pass constitutional muster. And we're very excited about what this means for the future of our children here in Florida.
Opponents say it would take away parents' rights to make choices for their children. DeSantis has indicated that he doesn't believe the measure would survive a legal challenge, and it remains unclear if he'll sign it. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Tallahassee.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 456 points. The Nasdaq closed up 460 points. This is NPR. On Thursday, the Cincinnati Opera announced a new $5 million initiative, the Black Opera Project. Three teams of Black creators will write and develop new full-length grand operas for the company. Jeff London reports.
Bass Maurice Robinson, an artistic advisor to the Cincinnati Opera, stated, quote, "The launch of the Black Opera Project marks the fruition of dreams long held by Black artists like me." The first of the three operas is called Lalo Vavi, and it's an Afrofuturist story with music by Kevin Day and a libretto by poet Tafara Brown. It will premiere on Juneteenth, 2025. The second opera will be based on the life of Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis. It's set to premiere in the summer of 2026. A third work will be announced at a later date. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The Justice Department has announced weapons charges against four foreign nationals in connection with the deaths of two Navy SEALs last month in the Arabian Sea. A criminal complaint unsealed Thursday in the Eastern District of Virginia said two Navy SEALs tragically lost their lives in the operation that thwarted the defendants charged today from allegedly smuggling Iranian-made weapons that the Houthis could have used to target American forces. The four defendants and eight of 10 witnesses appeared before a judge in Richmond. I'm Duahli Saikautau, NPR News in New York.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.